I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. It's noisy in Bahrain today, and authorities are trying to keep things quiet. This is the first anniversary of anti-government protests that rocked the tiny Gulf Kingdom last February. Today, the government deployed troops to prevent any gatherings marking the anniversary. There were clashes, though, between security forces and opposition supporters on the outskirts of the capital, Manama. The fuel for the protests in Bahrain remains the same as a year ago. The country's majority Shiite population is demanding more democracy from the country's ruling Sunni family. Reem Khalifa is an independent journalist in Manama. We've spoken with her before. Reem, tell us what happened today.
Well, since early morning, the protesters attempted to go and march to Pearl Square, but there were a heavily guarded security presence around the area and other areas preventing protesters to attend. The security forces managed to fire tear gas and arrested many, many protesters. Since morning, there were like around 12 people, including many women, one a human rights activist, and also afternoon, children at the age of 11 up to 20 years old. And these protesters, they just want to go and to march to the square where they exercised freedom a year ago.
Reem, King Hamad of Bahrain gave an interview to the weekly German magazine Der Spiegel, and he said, in a sense, there is no opposition in Bahrain because the opposition isn't unified, he says. What do you say to that?
You know, I very much, as an observer, I see that the people of Bahrain, what they demand is very basic demands and decent demands and domestic demands. And I think they are very much united when it comes to these demands. Probably they might have different ideologies or political views, but this doesn't change the fact that all of them believe that they have to have an elected government and the freedom to have a political decision and also to have access to information, freedom of the press. But you can't have one kind of people with one kind of political or one opinion.
The U.S. government is urging Bahrain's government to begin afresh speaking with the opposition, but it also seems that the opposition isn't happy with the U.S. Apparently, there was an anti-Obama banner yesterday at the rallies. What does the Bahraini opposition want from President Obama? What do they expect?
Well, I think Obama has a wider vision and a lot to say. Bahraini people were very much happy to hear President Obama mentioning Bahrain in last May in his speech about the Arab Spring. And even him, he called for the meaningful dialogue with the opposition and the government. But I'm not really happy to see that President Obama is still keeping away Bahrain from the regional agenda. And that's why I think any meaningful dialogue should be pushed by the international community with the support of the Americans to have the solution coming up from this island. It is very painful to see our island going through tough days. And for a year, I think our economy and the ordinary people became the victim for this nonstop conflict. And President Obama could push for the things and he could push for this dialogue. People now want something different and they can't accept the same things been made for them 30 or 40 years ago.
Independent journalist Reem Khalifa speaking with us from Manama, Bahrain. Thank you very much.
Thank you.